Hey there, astrology lover. Did you know that you can learn practical astrological magic here at Astrology Hub? That's right. We're bringing you a hands-on workshop where you'll learn everything you need to know to get started with Jen Zart, PhD, who's been practicing astrological magic for over 2 decades. I recently asked Jen what students can expect in the upcoming workshop, and here's what she had to say.
Magic is a practice of engaging with, I would call it, the forces of the universe in a devotional way to achieve results. I find that engaging with magic just makes your life better on all levels because it really forces you to think about what do you really want, what is worth doing ritual with, and who are you, who do you want to become? You know, even the desire to change your circumstances points towards a gap that might need to be addressed in a magical and a mundane way.
I just love that. Jen is such an amazing, dynamic, and inspiring teacher, and I'm so grateful that we get to share her wisdom with you in this workshop. So if you're interested in learning a hands-on approach to making magic every day, go to astrologyhub.com/magic and enroll in practical astrological magic today. Class starts on November 15th, so don't miss out. Go to astrologyhub.com/magic. We can't wait to see you in class.
Welcome to Star Sign Horoscopes, presented by Astrology Hub. This is your place to discover how each zodiac sign can work with this week's astrology. I am your host, Jamie McGee, an astrologer, author, and a member of the production team here at Astrology Hub, and I am really excited to dive into this week's astrology with you.
Hi, astrology lovers. Welcome to Star Sign Horoscopes. I am your astrologer, Jamie McGee, and today we're going to be taking a look at the astrology for November 11th through the 17th. I do hope you're having a good week. I'd love to know how your eclipse week went last week, so please be sure to leave me a comment. Now, this week has some lighter tones, but at times you could feel like you're spinning in place. You have the opportunity to see both sides of the coin, what is needed to make something stronger, and the courage to take action toward that. So try to have a little patience with yourself or any roadblocks that come up this week. They're going to end soon enough. Now, we also have Mercury and Venus moving into Sagittarius, which will shift our hearts and minds approach and begin to highlight a new area of life and focus for you. Now, with that being said, let's go ahead and check out where you can expect this energy to reveal itself with your sun sign and your rising sign. Let's get started. Okay, Scorpio, let's take a look at your week. Now, Scorpio, your top three focuses are going to be 1, investing in yourself, 2, realistic views of foundations, and 3, a creative launch. Now, let's talk about why. Now, as you end the end of your birthday month, you may find that you are eager to invest in your future. Now, naturally, you're going to see every obstacle in your way once you start thinking about this. But seeing them doesn't mean that they can't be adjusted. It's all about your approach and your mindset. It's never as hard as it seems at first glance. So I encourage you to look for ways to structure your new beginning so that it has staying power. Now, creative ideas should be endless. I want you to make some time to explore or sit with all of them. You may not have the space right now to launch your ideas, but keeping them in mind is going to invite in more inspiration. I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Okay, Sagittarius, let's take a look at your week. Now, Sagittarius, your top three focuses are going to be 1, leading with your heart, 2, expressing yourself, and 3, healing foundations. Now, let's talk about why. Now, your birthday season is almost here, so close you can feel the love flowing your way. In all truth, your heart is leading the way as both Venus and Mercury enter your sign this week. Now, feeling a little bit of stage fright right before a big shift of energy is natural, so keep that in mind if that comes up this week or if you struggle with how you can express yourself to those in your inner circle. Kind of take those internal thoughts and bring them out into the world. Now, on another high note, your foundations, which impact your entire life, should also feel joyous this week. Now, if you find that you are not sensing this high vibe, I want to encourage you to notice your thoughts and your words, your Mercury. What are you invoking? What you speak about, you will bring about. In other words, Sagittarius, if you shift your mindset, you will change your entire world. I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Okay, Capricorn, let's take a look at your week. Now, Capricorn, your top three focuses are going to be 1, soul deep healing, 2, personal boundaries, and 3, ending to begin. Now, let's talk about why. Now, Capricorn, a lot of energy for you this week is internal and reflective. However, that does not make it any less potent. You are standing between 2 points and deciding what needs to come or stay. Now, to find this answer, you need to follow your heart and trust your intuition. This could be a highly creative private time for you as well. I want you to reach for tools that connect with your soul. This will help you find the medicine and answers that you are seeking. Now, on a more external level, you may feel as if your values and dreams are not aligning. Now, this can surface in many ways around your self-worth, skill set, actual money, clashing with allies, or even your personal dreams. Now, the invitation is not to surrender, but rather look for creative healing solutions. Listen with your heart and you will find your way, Capricorn. I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. All right, Aquarius, let's take a look at your week. Now, Aquarius, your top three focuses are going to be 1, the long term, 2, your values, and 3, your reputation. Now, let's talk about why. Though most of the energy this week has a nice flow, you may notice some outward tension. The sun is at its highest point in your chart, the space where you are easily seen and known, where you find your sense of purpose. Now, Saturn, responsibility, structure is provoking this point. In other words, who you are known for and who you are becoming may or may not be in alignment. You will easily sense where you are on this journey throughout this week. If something aggravates you, dig in and find out why. Though the problem seems outward as if it's happening to you, you may find that a simple change in your mindset or approach is all that you need to move this obstacle forward. Now, keeping your long-term vision in mind will also support your confidence and help you find needed solutions. I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Okay, Pisces, let's take a look at your week. Now, Pisces, your top three focuses are going to be 1, trusting your intuition, 2, health and wealth, and 3, grasping the dream. Now, let's talk about why. Now, inwardly, you may feel like a little bit at odds this week. On some level, you're ready for a new adventure, but before you can take off, you have some loose ends that you kind of need to tie up. Now, this could be anything from overcoming personal anxieties or polishing up something that you've been working on or thinking about privately in your own space. No matter how this unfolds for you, what you're going to see is how far you've come and what's left to do. Now, celebrating the wins, like I've done this, I accomplished this on my own, is going to really help with any kind of nerves that surface. Now, outwardly, there's a fresh, new, exciting energy that's inviting you to express yourself and your purpose. You may find that it's easier to ask for what you need, if not outright attracted to you. Now, this is a good time to double back on any opportunities or connections that occurred earlier in the year as well. So if those surface again, pay attention. I do hope you have a good week. Look forward to seeing you next time. Okay, Aries, let's take a look at your week. Now, Aries, your top three focuses are going to be 1, the strength of allies, 2, long-term goals, and 3, inspiration. Now, let's talk about why. Okay, so Aries, breaking out into a new direction and creative ways to do so will have your attention in the coming days. In many ways, you are wrapping up an intense focus on topics about transformation, loans, or really deep, intimate relationships. Now, at this pivotal point, you're taking a hard look at long-term goals and who is at your side, if they should stay or go. Now, there are a lot of wins to celebrate here, but you're also going to see what you need to do to really make the commitments that you have successful. Now, private matters are also going to be supported this week. So if there's an ending that you want to go smoothly, this could be a time to take action toward it. Appreciating the journey that led you to where you are now is good karma, Aries. Keep this in mind and you will have a great week. I do hope you have a good one. See you next time. Okay, Taurus, let's take a look at your week. Now, Taurus, your top three focuses are going to be 1, ending to begin, 2, your reputation, and 3, long-term allies. Now, let's talk about why. Now, as you wrap up an intense focus on your partnerships and how they impact your life, you may notice that your attention is drawn to your reputation. How the world knows you is often highlighted by who you partner with. Now, recently, your reputation, authority figures, or your sense of purpose has been restructured, stripped down, and held accountable. This week, you may sense both rewards for the work you've done, as well as a reminder of what's left to do. Now, no matter how this surfaces for you, remember the end goal is a gift, I promise. Now, if you are looking for a loan or an opportunity to partner with someone new or on a deeper level, you will be able to attract this energy in the coming weeks. Now, as you work with this week's energy, it's also good to keep your long-term goals in mind, your allies and your dreams. There may be a missed opportunity or one that you didn't really fully commit to in the recent months that surfaced again. Be sure to look for it. I do hope you have a great week. Look forward to seeing you next time. Okay, Gemini, let's take a look at your week. Now, Gemini, your top three focuses are going to be 1, partnerships, 2, what you are in service to, and 3, a new approach to an old idea. Now, let's talk about why. Now, Gemini, at times this week, it could feel like your heart is leading the way and your mind is trying to catch up, which is an interesting mix for you, but I have no doubt that you will be able to juggle this energy perfectly. Now, if there is a partnership that you want to attract, now is the time to do it. Partnerships of all sorts, romantic to business, are supported in the coming weeks. This would also be a good time to think back to opportunities to partner that you had earlier this year. Think back to spring. Are there any that you missed that you would like to revisit? Gemini, know that you have the power to reach your goals and share your message. You just have to lean in to that personal inspiration that you walk with. I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Okay, Cancer, let's take a look at your week. Now, Cancer, your top three focuses are going to be 1, health and wealth, 2, deep love, and 3, personal convictions. Now, let's talk about why. What you love and have created has felt intense on many levels recently. This week, you may feel pushed toward a transformation or a commitment that feels equally consuming and detached. This transformation is something you've worked toward for a while. Trust that what is left to be done is within your power. Now, topics of health and wealth could play into this focus or draw your attention blissfully away. You have the power to attract the type of work and health that you want to have in your life. Please keep this in mind. Better yet, opportunities to explore, teach, or grow are definitely likely for you. So if something comes back into your reach, pay attention. I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Okay, Leo, let's take a look at your week. Now, Leo, your top three focuses are going to be partnership obstacles, 2, following your heart, 3, committing to change. Now, let's talk about why. Now, partners have been a topic that you cannot seem to escape in the past year. There have been highs and there have been lows, growth and setbacks. This week, it may feel as if you've hit another wall with this story. In circumstances like this, it's best to realize what is working and then define what isn't before making any more moves. Distracting yourself with creativity, fun, or outright joy will be easy for you to do. So there's the good news. In this joyful space, I want you to think about what you want to commit to. You may find an opportunity waiting for you once you lean into this thought process. I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Okay, Virgo, let's take a look at your week. Now, Virgo, your top three focuses are going to be 1, stalled rituals, 2, beautiful foundations, and 3, partnership opportunities. Now, let's talk about why. Now, you may feel as if you've hit a roadblock in your daily routines this week. Now, if this surfaces in your life, consider taking a break. You may find that when you return to the issue at hand, you have the perfect solution. Your attention could easily be drawn to home, roots, and how to bring beauty and expansion into this area of your life, which will, of course, impact your entire life, every corner of it. Now, to complement this energy, your partnerships are also highlighted. Now, someone you connected with earlier in the year may surface again, only now you feel you are ready to explore this new lead that you have. Follow the opportunities that are aligned with your heart and you cannot go wrong. I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Okay, Libra, let's take a look at your week. Now, Libra, your top three focuses are going to be 1, creative values, 2, local beauty, and 3, ritual blessings. Now let's talk about why. Your recent intense focus on your earning power or your personal values may feel as if it's hit a creative roadblock this week. If you find that you are struggling to support something or someone that you love, take a step back from the issue. Your answer may be found in your local environment. At the very least, inspiration will be found there. Look for old opportunities to surface again, especially around your work and your rituals. You may find that you've been holding the answer or the connection that you've needed all the while. I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. All right, that is all the signs. I do hope you found some helpful tips about how you can work with your sun, moon, and rising energy this week. Now, before we go, I want to make sure that you know about a workshop that we are hosting this week on November 15th. You definitely want to get signed up now. The workshop is called Practical Astrological Magic with Jen Sart. This workshop will have a hands-on approach to astrological magic and tips and tricks on how to use this. So we talk a lot about intention and really focusing on your direction on this podcast, and Jen's definitely going to help you dial into this energy. Now, you can learn more about this workshop and sign up at astrologyhub.com/magic. Again, that workshop is on November 15th. You do not want to miss it, and you can learn more at astrologyhub.com/magic. All right. Have a good one. I'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Astrology Hub Star Sign Horoscopes. Before we leave today, I wanted to let you know about a unique free gift you can pick up right now. Astrology, like everything, can be complicated. However, it can also be fun, easy to use, and give you valuable insights when connecting with those in your life. That is why we have curated a free guide called How to Please Your Lover, Friend, Boss, or Employee Based on their zodiac sign. To grab yours, go to astrologyhub.com/please. This free guide will help you understand the strengths and challenges of each sign and how lovers, friends, bosses, and employees engage with those around them. I love how clear and useful this guide is when engaging with people in my life, and I'm sure you will too. Don't forget to pick yours up at astrologyhub.com/please.